الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. فضل الله علينا, the bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Last week we start to speak about the secret of al-wudu. We found the perfect and complete wudu are obligation for all Muslim, and we found ourselves facing the parts of al-wudu, and it's fard based to the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow the right wudu. Last week we stopped in al-mash ala al-ra's, to wipe over your head, and we found that we are facing three opinions. The first opinion is mash ala al-ra's kullihi, to wipe over your head from the beginning of your hair all the way, and you go with your fingers through your hair to touch the skin of your head with a wetted hand, to go all over up to your neck in the back, and you bring it back to start from the place you start with. That is the first opinion, and we found this is narrated by Abdullah ibn Zayd. Al-Hadithu are in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. And that is the most action for Rasulullah SAW and all the Sahaba, to go all over the head, over your hair to wipe, not to wash, and up to your neck in the back, and then after that you bring it back. That is the most action from Rasulullah SAW. The second opinion is, which is narrated by Amr ibn Umayyah. Al-Hadith fi al-Bukhari والإمام أحمد وابن ماجة, three scholars of أهل الحديث. سيد عمرو بن أمية سيد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح على عمامته وخفيه. I saw the messenger, he's an eyewitness, he saw the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, عمرو بن أمية رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. I saw the messenger of Allah يمسح على عمامته وخفيه. He wiped over his turban and wiped over his khuf. Amr ibn Umayyah in Sahih al-Bukhari wal Imam Ahmad wa ibn Majah reported for all of us that Rasulullah said he saw the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wipe over the turban and wipe over his khuf. It is a leather shoe to cover the two ankles, and similar to the socks, which doesn't show your skin. Al-Hadith has a ta'liq, he has explanation. The Prophet ﷺ did that, not every day other way. We may understand from the Hadith that the Prophet, every time he tried to wipe over the hair or over the head, he wipe over the turban. No, it is like a once happened. And Ibn al-Qayyim, if you go and the Shaykh al-Islam, when they reported and make search about this, well, Imam al-Nawawi, they said that Rasulullah did not do it for all the five salat to wipe over the turban. The basic is, the foundation is in al-wudu, to wipe over your head, as Allah said that in Surah al-Ma'idah, وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, and wipe over your head. So what happened to this story? Yes, the Prophet ﷺ, as the ulama described it, he was in a desert and it was a cold night. It was a cold night. And sometimes, if you are in an open place and you are surrounded by heavy wind or cold weather, if you take your turban out, you may catch a cold, you may have something, so it is open. Permission from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you feel you're going to get sick once in a while, not to do wiping over the turban for five salah. The basic is to wipe over your head. But the Prophet proved, as Amr ibn Umayyah, he reported in this hadith, I saw the messenger, he wiped. But he did not tell us like he did it for five salah or five wudu. La, for all the salah, la. It was a cold. And the Prophet ﷺ, he need to give permission for the ummah. You may have a problem with your head. You may have a pimple, a Sheikh Ali, in your head. You may have an injured, a mujahid, in your head. So it is give you a permission to go and wipe. This to this also, it is a coffee. Like this one, maybe also, this is actually the water can harm your head, or you are sweat. And if you take it out in the public place and the cold weather, you may catch cold. So what did you do? You have permission to go and wipe over the turban or over the kufis. That is the basic. So the Prophet ﷺ, he did it, yes. But he did not do it, in what? Irrepetibly. So he did not do it like Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, the Prophet, all his salah, all his life, he used to hide al-basmala. Al-basmala, it is from al-Fatiha. To start any surah in the Quran, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But most of the salah, all his life, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to hide al-basmala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You have to say it. You may find me, I'm not going to say it publicly or openly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So when you see somebody like this, he follow the school of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Why? The Prophet, all his life, he did it once. Openly. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Everybody hear it in the beginning of Fatiha. So al-Shafi'i took it, and he put it in every salah. But what is the most action for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said openly, or he said, or he recited secretly. What is the most? Secretly. 23 years of his life, he make the salah or the basmala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, secretly. But why he said this once, ya Sheikh Ali? He said once only, the Prophet. Prove that the Prophet, he said once only, Bismillah openly, from ta'lim. He want to show the people that al-basmala, it is what? It is a part, fatiha, you must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. So I'm not gonna take the evidence from the Shafi'i to say it every time. But look to the action of the Prophet ﷺ, and all the majority of the ulama, they said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what? But you have to say it. You don't, you may find, you may think the Imam does, because I was given the khutbah in 96th Street a month ago. All the man came, he told me, Ya akhi, haram alik, haram. I said, what happened, ya Sheikh? Take it easy, what happened? He said, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, why you eating al-basmala? Why you don't say, I told him, wallahi, uncle, wallahi, I said, but I said secretly, ya Sheikh. He said, why you don't say it openly? I said, wallahi, the sunnah of your messenger, he most of his life, he used to hide, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The only in fiqh al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he bring in every salah. That's why when you find the imam, say bismillah all the time, it is, you have to understand, he follow the opinion of al-imam al-Shafi'i. While the other three great schools, al-imam Abu Hanifa, رحمه الله ومالك والإمام أحمد said secretly. So here is again the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث عمرو بن أمية رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. He said that the Prophet, I saw the messenger, he wipe over his turban, but not every salah he saw him once. And when exactly Ibn al-Qayyim and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah make search about that, he said it was a cold, it was in a public place, it was an empty. So the Prophet ﷺ wanna give permission for the ummah to wipe over what, ya Shaykh, brother Shawkat, over the turban. He did it. And hadith in Bukhari wal Imam Ahmad wa al-Tirmizi bi sanadin sahih. So we found, and Bilal radiallahu anhu arda, he mentioned another hadith in Sahih Muslim والبخاري والإمام النسائي والترمذي وأبو داود وابن ماجة. حديث بلال رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. What he said, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال امسحوا على الخفين وعلى الخمار. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bilal reported رضي الله عنه وارضاه. He said that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, امسحوا wipe over the الخفين, over the خف. But the condition, don't ever forget, in order to do that, you must wash your feet before you wearing the khuf. If you don't wash your feet and you wear your khuf or your socks, you are not allowed to wipe over the socks or over the khuf. The condition, you must wash it up to the end, covered by the two the ankles of your feet. In wudu. In wudu, yes.
Understand that when you put this off after you complete
wudu. After you complete wudu, I think you understand me, right? We said that before. You put the khuf or the socks after you have a complete and valid wudu. If you don't have valid wudu and you are in rush in the morning and you put the khuf or you put the socks, you are not allowed at all to wipe. And this is, remember, the Prophet, here, Hadith Bilal here, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, امسحوا وايب over your khuf and over your khimar. What's khimar is? What is the khimar is? The head cover. It could be for male and female. But the khimar known in the Muslim community that the woman, when she has the khimar اختمرت. It means that she covered herself. So what is the sister could do? Some brothers sometimes they have like a scarf. Like the brother in Salafi, they always have the scarf over the head. Sheikh Ali, so we saw them. So what would you have to do? Can I wipe over? Yes. The Prophet ﷺ, it's proof from Hadith Bilal that you could do also for it. But how I'm gonna do it? How I'm gonna do it? This hadith that come in the next one will show you the explanation to understand. Hadith Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba, Hadrat Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu anhu arda. And the hadith is reported in Sahih Muslim wal Imam al-Tirmizi wa Abu Dawud, authentic hadith as the ulama said. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم توضأ فمسح على ناصيته. The Prophet, he completed, he made wudu. And when he reached the area of his head, مسح على ناصيته. He wiped over his forehead. He wiped over his forehead, touching the beginning of the hair. Then after that, وعلى العمامة. Then he completed the mask over the turban. Therefore, the sister allowed in Islam to go while she, exactly we talk about in normal, because we don't have here a scarf now. We talking about the khimar for the sister, she the cover, the full hijab. How she did it? She go with her fingers, and they saw me now. Listen, your sister, يرحمك الله. To go in the beginning of your hair and touch it by water. Then after that, you don't need to take the hijab out completely or the khimar out. So what we should do, Brother Shaukat, to complete over the hijab, to complete over the khimar, in order to make valid wiping over the head, inshallah ta'ala. Therefore, الشافعي رحمه الله, because the ulama understand differently. الشافعي said, if we found this hadith and authentic from Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu anhu arda, reported authentic hadith, that mean part of your head you could be wiped only, not the complete. But it's proof from the Prophet the whole head and bring it back. But because he did this action also, the Prophet ﷺ, he make it masaha ala nasiyatihi, he wipe over his forehead, then he complete over the turban. Al-Shafi'i took evidence from this incident that it is allowed for the Muslim, male or female, to go and wipe in the part of the head only, few part of the head, while Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said Al-Aktharay, go for the most of your head to wipe over, most of your head to go. If you make it whole, that's fine. If you make it two-thirds, that's fine, it's still valid. While Al-Shafi'i in his school, he said, because of this hadith, the Prophet, he did it, and over the turban. But the point is understanding in Islam. The Prophet, he did it once or twice. But what did he do? The most of the action, do what? Huh? Wipe over the full head, inshallah ta'ala. That is actually the school. But this is right, and this is right, inshallah ta'ala. طيب, غَسْلُ الرِّجْلَيْنِ, washing the feet. Allah, he made a condition in Surah Al-Ma'idah as وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. We said أَرْجُلَكُمْ with fatha, mean washing. أَرْجُلِكُمْ, the second recitation with kasra, to take the same rule like the head. بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ, if you make it with kasra, and this is right, also is right recitation, it will be masah. So al-masah in the book of Allah, wiping in the book of Allah. Allah, he said, وَمْسَحُوا, he did not tell me wash your feet, but Allah, he said, وَمْسَحُوا مَسْح بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ. So he mentioned أَرْجُلَكُمْ when he reached, but the right two meaning, أَرْجُلَكُمْ with fatha, meaning wash, أَرْجُلِكُمْ with kasra, same different recitation, it will be masah. And this is for ulama'una, from the sahaba, from the ulama'una, they said that. What is happening? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma wa ardahuma in Bukhari, authentic hadith, he said, takhallafa anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, he left us while we were in a trip or in traveling. We did not find him. He went someplace. Fi sufra, in one of the trip. Fa'adrakna, and later he reached us in this trip. And what happened? وَقَدْ أَخَّرْنَا الْعَصْرِ, and we delayed the Asr because we were waiting for him. He disappeared. Then فَجْعَلَنَا نَتَوَضَّى, when he came, he said, you know, go and make your wudu, perform your wudu, we need to pray the Asr because they are late. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded us to perform wudu. And then after that, فَجَعَلْنَا وَنَمْسَحُ عَلَى أَرْجُلِنَا. Ibn Umar, he reported and concentrate. And when we reach our feet, we make masah by water over our feet. Masah. What did he do? Instead, he washed the whole feet by water. But Ibn Umar, he said, we made masah. It means we take by wetted hand and we masah, go over our skin. No khuf here. Nothing at all. He said, we start to wipe by water over, because they did not make full ghusl of the feet. And look at this. And we did it twice or three among the Sahaba. فَجَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, the Prophet came hurry with a loudly voice. قَالَ وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ, وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ, وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ, three times. وَيْلِ, it's mean valley in the middle of Jahannam, for those who did not wash al-aqab, the ankles of the feet. The ankles of the feet. The ankles of the elbow. People go one to row and the water never reach the elbow. So the Prophet warned the Ummah not to wash or perform their wudu without covering al-aqab, the elbow, and the ankles of the feet. The Prophet, he warned, whoever perform wudu without cleaning and made the water to reach the ankles of your feet or the elbow, he will be, this area will be touched by what, Sheikh Shawqat? El fire. May Allah save all of us. طيب. Number, as we described last time, at tartib, to make the order, the wudu, as Allah mentioned it to you, you have to make it by order. Don't wash one before, wipe over two hands. You cannot, this is not a valid wudu. You must repeat the wudu again. You must repeat the wudu again. Don't, because the sunnah said here. And I just like to mention something with you, I found it. At-tasmiyah, as we know, the wudu in sunnah, you wash your hand three times and you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To mention Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, remember somebody forgot to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in his wudu, my question is, the wudu is valid or not valid? Valid, because this is mandub, desirable to say. The Prophet, he said mustahab, but doesn't mean I forgot that asmiya, my wudu is not valid. It is desirable action to get a reward, yes. But if you forgot, your wudu is what, ya Sheikh Ali? Valid. Your wudu is valid. Because there is a hadith, some of the ulama said, here is a hadith that the Prophet said, Abu Huraira, mentioned by Abu Dawood. You find in Abu Dawood, وابن ماجة والإمام أحمد والدار القطني. This hadith you find it. What does the Prophet say? لا صلاة لمن لا وضوء له. There is no salah will be valid without any wudu. The second part of the hadith we have a problem with it. That's weak. And then ولا وضوء لمن لم يذكر اسم الله. And there is no wudu will be valid for those who doesn't mention the name of Allah. This hadith is weak. You cannot hold the wudu because you forgot the name of Allah. You are not eating the yes. In the meat, yes, Allah obligating all of us. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا. Don't ever eat مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ. Don't ever eat any kind of meat unless you mention the name Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, on the meat. That is obligation for the Muslim. Other way, you don't make taskiyah, you don't purify the meat, because Bismillah will make the meat lawful, halal for you to eat it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Aswak, same thing with aswak. We have a different hadith. The hadith, the first hadith is Abu Huraira, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Bayhaqi. The Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل وضوء. Because I know it will be hard for my ummah. Other way, I will obligate them to use the miswak at every wudu. At every wudu. This hadith also meaning the hadith is not obligation. Somebody pray without using the miswak. His wudu and his salah is valid or not. But it's what? Mandub, desirable, mustahab to use it to have a reward. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha, or she means the hadith of the siwak. The miswak, qalat, as-siwaku, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-siwaku matharatun lil-fam, mardatun lil-rab. As-siwak, purify and cleaning for your mouth, and mardata lil-Rabb, to deserve the satisfaction and the blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and agree at satisfaction from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is also mandub. Some Muslim, they make it is necessity, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that at every salah. And you have a lot of hadith. They said miswak in the time of wudu, miswak on the time of salah, miswak in the time of sleep, in the miswak at the time actually you recite Al-Quran. The only hadith proved to use al-miswak, and it is from the chapter of desirable, not obligation, the hadith to use the miswak at the time of every wudu. But there is no hadith to use the miswak when you recite Al-Quran, when you start making your salah. I saw some brothers sometime when the imam make iqamah, they start to make miswak. This is hadith is da'if. Reciting the Quran, hadith is da'if. You wake up from the sleeping and use the miswak, hadith is da'if. The only authentic one, you use the miswak. The Prophet ﷺ used to use the miswak at the time of what? Wudu. Wudu, inshallah. We'll continue, inshallah ta'ala.
Regarding the muscle over the feet, as well to do it over the leather socks, but not the regular.
What's the difference? For your information, when we took this hadith gave me hard time in everywhere. You understand? But we are here to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib and Umar ibn al-Khattab, both of them, they used to wipe over the socks. And Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and I owe Allah in front of Allah in this masjid 1 week before he died. He gathered his student. He said, I told you not to wipe over the socks before. Today I have to fear Allah and I have to tell you to wipe over the socks, because the socks is taking the same rule of the leather shoe. What is the difference? This is made from the leather, and this is made from the material. What is the difference? The condition is to cover the ankles here in order to be valid. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba from Ali ibn Abi Talib, Umar ibn Khattab, and who's Ali and who's Umar? They used to make it over the material socks, and they wipe in the travel resident. He has died five times to wipe. And we said last time, many people got fired from the city. And here the brothers, they working for the city and government here, they got fired because they go and they put their feet on the sink. And when the people enter the bathroom from the other people, American and the others, they have a problem. What are you doing here? And their brother, they insist to complete. Then in the end, they make a decision, they fire some people. But wiping, ya akhi, it is a part in Furum Madhu. You have right, but the condition, you must wash your feet before you wearing either leather or material. Same thing, same condition. One brother I give in Jamaica, a class, he told me, we ask our alim, said, what your alim said? He said, in order to wipe over your socks, you have to examine it. I said, how are you going to examine it? He said, Ya Sheikh Abdullah, in order to examine the socks, you are capable to wipe over the socks, you must walk with the socks 3 miles. Not 3 miles, Allah. He told me 3 miles. 3 miles to examine. If the socks keep the shape and no cuts and no ripped off, that means you are allowed to wipe. If the socks will be cut off, so that means, Ya Sheikh Mujahid, in the winter time, in the snow time, I have to walk with my socks in the street, Sheikh Ali, to examine the socks. I'm allowed to wipe over the socks or not. Or in a hot weather like a summer, to walk in the asphalt outside to see. From where this fatwa came, ya akhi? From what book they bring? I said, Subhanallah, may Allah guide him. But it is from the Sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the school of Abu Hanifa, and I owe Allah this fatwa in front of Allah in this masjid. He declared he permitted for the people, but the problem, we don't read, we don't go for search, we don't go deep in the fiqh to understand. You have right to wipe over your socks, but the condition, remember, you must wash feet first before you wear your socks or your khuf, the leather one. No different. The condition is not to show your skin. So you have some socks, light, very light. If you look at the feet of the brother, you could see the feet. We're talking about that kind of socks which is covering your skin and cover the ankle. So for example, somebody, he make wudu and then he wear the socks. He has a right to wipe over the socks as a zirizin for 5 salah, traveler for 3 days. If you take it off, you're losing your wudu. You must wash in order to renew wudu. You must wash feet again. But after you put your socks or khuf, you have right to go and wipe over, inshallah. And this is the action of, again, Ali and Umar, radiallahu anhuma. They used to make it on the socks, inshallah. In the top?
You wear it first, after the wudu. You make wudu, then you wear it.
Yes. And when you wipe over or the bottom?
The top.
When the top or the bottom? Top. You see Ali ibn Abi Talib here to give you the evidence. Ali ibn Abi Talib, the evidence here. He said, لولا أن المسح على الخف أو الجورب أعلى لو كان الإسلام بالعقل. If the Islam, you take it by your own mind, by your own understanding, the mash should be where? In the bottom or in the top? In the bottom. Why? Because the bottom contains and collect what? The dirty stuff. But the Islam is not by your aql. The Islam by what? By the sharia, by the sunnah. So we have to wipe over what? Over the top of the khuf or over the top of the socks. Wallahu tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah taqabbalna. You could do over the shoes also. So either one, the shoe or the shoe. But you have to actually also, you have to make wudu and you wear your shoes, inshallah ta'ala. And if you make it over the shoe, you pray with the shoe. And it's proof also that the Prophet ﷺ used to pray with his shoe. قَالَ نَحْنُ مَعْشَرُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. We are the group of ulama. أُمِرْنَا. We have been commanded أَنْ نُصَلِّ فِي نِعَالِنَا. To pray with our shoes. You have right. If you are in a bark, You don't need, and it's wet. The bark is wet. You don't need to take your shoes off. But if you wipe, you dress, or you wear your socks with a valid wudu, you have right to wipe over the shoe also and pray with the shoe. If you want to pray with your socks, you have to take your shoe and wipe over the socks. Either the socks or the shoe. Allah Ta'ala alam. Let's we end the dua, and then I will be for you here, inshallah, to answer, because the brothers, they need to leave, inshallah. Allahumma taqabbalna wa qabbal minna wa alimna ma alamta bihi kathirin min khalqik. Allahumma ja'al hadha al-ilm fi mizani hasanatina. Allahumma alimna ma alamta bihi kathirin min khalqik. Waj'alna min al-rashidin. Arina al-haq haqqan wa rizukna tiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukna ijtinaba. Allahumma ya Rabbi العظيم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إن كنا من الظالمين. اللهم لا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. اللهم لا تعذبنا فأنت علينا يا رب القادر. اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم الأموات، المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات، وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، وقنا عذاب القبر، وقنا عذاب النار، ونعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين. اللهم تقبل منا صالح الأعمال، وانصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين في كل مكان. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خير for listening. سبحان الله وحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Again, these classes always gonna be our website, inshallah. For reviewing the class, go for www.majidmanhattan.com. Inshallah, to review all this class. Ask Allah to teach you all of us. جزاكم الله خير for listening. السلام عليكم.